Oh, yeah. Partying, especially this weekend. Why? Because we're celebrating Nevada this weekend. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad to have you with me today. And oh, by the way, I forgot to mention in that last little rant that I was having there on Sheriff Lombardo and what he's doing to make or to help Las Vegas become that sanctuary city that so many in Southern Nevada and Clark County want. I forgot to tell you that this is all after pressure from the ACLU. Yes, the American Civil Liberties Union. What the hell do they have American in their name for? I mean, seriously, the American Civil Liberties Union pushing and putting pressure on law enforcement to not enforce the law. And I don't know, we can throw some constitutional things in there, you know, with going against the sovereignty of this nation. But there you have it. Oh, by the way, did I mention that a big part of their funding comes from billionaire George Soros? Just a thought. The left will take over Nevada entirely one way or another. And unfortunately, people aren't paying attention to this. Every single day, your liberties are being stripped away. Your freedoms are being stripped away. And the government is coming in through the city, because it starts in the city, it goes to the county, it goes to the state, and then the United States as a whole has nothing to defend. Because the left and the liberals have gotten in from the ground up, from the grassroots. That's how people from other countries also come in and use our laws against us. Look at Ilhan Omar coming in as a refugee, became an American citizen, ran for Congress, is now a congresswoman, and she cannot stand this country. She can't stand Americans. You have to use paper straws. Your straws are banned. You can't use incandescent light bulbs. Those are banned. Rather than giving you something better and just saying, you know, hey, you can save money by using these, they just take away your freedom of choice altogether. No trans fats. No, we're going to cut back on your salt. Where does it end? Where is it come from? When did it start? Well, let me tell you, I know I'm not crazy about big tech, and I find it strange that, you know, Amazon tracks every single thing that I buy and the books that I read. But in a way, kind of glad they are, because they recommended a book for me that was called The Assault on Freedom in America. And I started looking over it, and then I really started looking into it. I thought, you know, I really do like this one. So I ordered it. I started reading it. And by the time I was even into chapter four, actually, by the time I went through chapter one, I was hooked. And so usually as a talk show host, I get solicitations all the time from authors and from people repping authors. And I did the reverse flip on this one. I found the book so good, I actually went online and found the author and asked him to come be on the show because it was so good. And that author is Mac Taylor, and he is actually joining us right now on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Welcome to the Monica Jay Show, Mac. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Monica. I'm just absolutely floored and humbled by that introduction there. So thank you. Thank you kindly. You know, I was curious how you came across the book. And so that's a very interesting story. So thanks for sharing that.
It's that electronic tracking. So at least we know Amazon, when they're looking to make money, will actually encourage conservatives to buy conservative literature.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So I'm surprised, actually. But happily so.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, I was buying a book by Donald Trump, actually, and yours popped up with that. So that's kudos to you right there. What brought you to write this book, The Assault on Freedom in America?
Wow. You know, I'm a child of the 60s, born in the early 60s, I date myself. But and I've just watched the America that I knew as a child just be consistently and constantly eroded. Bibles taken out of the school, prayer out of the school. I mean, it just on and on, brick by brick. And during the Obama administration, my daughter was in her early 20s, it just got to the point where I could no longer stand by and be a witness to what I believed I was seeing and what I believed, hopefully, that I could contribute to in a positive way to help the country that I dearly love. And so I worked actually in the real estate industry for 30 years, and I closed a very lucrative business, and I started doing research and writing, and I just felt like I had to do something because I'm witnessing this assault on freedom in America. And I thought, you know, my daughter she's now today 24, and I just thought, if I were gone tomorrow, what's the legacy? What would I want? And so I wanted her, at least in this swamp that we live in, I wanted her to at least have a field guide. And I think the book is a good field guide to freedom. And I want her to have it, in my words, and the book is dedicated to my daughter. But being a millennial, you know, in my heart, I've written this for all of the youth of America and families. And so, because I wanted them to have a field guide, because I believed it was going to be necessary. And another thing, let me say too, that I got the idea of writing this book before Donald Trump had announced his presidency. So no one knew what we were headed for when I started doing this project. And I'm a man of faith. And I felt a strong calling to write this book. I blew the calling off for a year, thinking, "Oh, come on, you know." But it got so intense, I could no longer. I could only get some peace when I closed my business and started writing and researching. So,
that's how we get those messages that people need to pay attention to those signs. Mac, as I was going through it, because I didn't read it from a faith standpoint, so I want people to understand that it doesn't matter if you have faith or not. In reading this book, it's an eye-opener, and the one I think that more people need to understand and research from the standpoint of everything that we are doing nowadays, the speech, the actions, the law enforcement, is even the laws that are being made in the chapter of feeling versus thinking.
Right.
Even the terminology that is used, say we have a growing, as they call it, homeless population here in Northern Nevada in Reno. And I look at it as this, boy, that's a feel sorry word. And so I have stopped using it, and we have an extreme vagrancy problem here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about people not having houses. There are programs out there to help people get a roof over their head. It is about using the terminology that will trigger somebody and get that feeling that if I don't help them, you know, it's going to be bad. If I don't feel bad for the illegal immigrants, then then I'm a horrible person. I'm just, you know, I'm working against these people. And that's not what it is. We should be thinking about issues and how to solve them, not feeling sorry for everything out there.
That's right. I completely agree. The left is very good at word choice and defining the national conversation and national discussion, and they keep it on the emotional level. I think they do this because the left ideas are often irrational. Most of them are socialistic, communistic, with the roots in Marxism, and the American people won't accept it. So the American people need to be deceived into accepting it. And so they keep the conversation on an emotional plane. And that's how they've accomplished in gaining so much ground in our loss of freedom in the country.
Now, Mac, I know you're on the other side of the country, but will you hold with me through a commercial break here? Because I want to continue on our conversation, because I find this book and your research on it so on point right now that I really want to share it with more people. Can you hang on for just a few minutes?
Absolutely. Be happy to.
Thank you so much. It's KKFT 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 89.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. It's live and local on The Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. If you want to get in on this conversation, well, it's 99.1 FM Talk. KFT 99.1 FM Talk, indeed, for all of Northern Nevada. Talk lines are 884-9910. And, of course, you can always send me an email 24-7 at monica at 991fmtalk.com and on every form of social media out there. So right now I have on author Mac Taylor, who wrote the book, The Assault on Freedom in America. And I was just so enamored with this book that I really wanted to share it with people because, well, just for the basic fact that it is really outlining what we are losing. And if we don't start saying something, if we don't start doing something, all will be lost. Mac, thank you for hanging through the commercial break for me. What do you think is the biggest warning sign, and when we start seeing it? Because this assault didn't just start with the Obama administration or even the Clinton administration. It was actually far sooner than that.
Oh, yeah. And it crosses party lines. It's not just the Democrats. I mean, I think some of the Rhino Republicans that have been up there for decades are in the mix as well. So, you know, our government, there are 17 enumerated powers in the Constitution for the government. And I don't see abortion in there. I don't see marriage in there. There are a lot of things that our federal government acts on that are not within their constitutional bounds. So this has been going on for a very, very, very long time. For example, the income tax. How many people listening right now understand or knew that the income tax didn't come into being in the United States of America until 1913, that the founding fathers were actually against it? It's a labor tax. It's a tax on a man's time. And so this came early in the progressive era. So But if I may say, my biggest concern is, and this is what I tried to do in the book, and maybe I misspoke earlier, certainly not a religious book. It's not really a political book in the sense that it's a Democrat or Republic. Those two words do not exist in this book. Democrat and Republican are not in here. Trump and Obama are not in this book. It's a nonpartisan book because freedom belongs to everyone, mm-hmm. whether you're gay, straight, atheist, or Christian, Buddhist, Islam, it doesn't matter. You know, the principles of freedom belong to everyone. And I if I could get one wish from this book, I wish that the people would understand, that America would understand that we are in a war over the nature of reality. Now that sounds all deep and fuzzy, and you think, what in the world is he talking about? But let me try to explain that succinctly and simply if I can. America's founding view came out of the Protestant Reformation when it was discovered that, wait a minute, there's no divine right of kings. Man has no God but God, and so man can't control man and use government to do that. So this notion of the sovereign individual came out of that, and that's how. And so, and it's founded and predicated on these ideas that we live in a created universe, these self-evident truths that our founders talked about, and that universe was designed by God, a universe that has natural laws of science and a natural moral law. That's our innate understanding of the basics of right and wrong, and of good and evil, and all of us have it. So it's that concept that this country was founded on versus, this is very important, the left, the radical left's idea of a random self-manufacturing universe where life has no meaning, and a universe that just spontaneously created itself, and where man over time spontaneously created it. There is no transcendental or innate moral law that we can build and structure society around. So we have to have political correctness and social justice. And this puts man back in control of man again. This would take us back to the times pre-America. And so where government would actually rule people instead of we the people controlling our government. And so that's the battle. That's the culture battle. That's the culture war that you hear so many people talking about. That's what that is. It's the class, the ideological clash of the ages, of our time. It's this clash. And I think Americans need to decide, where do you stand? Do you believe in a created universe with self-evident truths and your sovereign individual rights, or do you not? And do you believe that rights come from the state, and that we need to build an all-powerful central government? And that's what's really going on beneath the level of politics. I see so many people thinking we just got to win this election or that election. And don't get me wrong, I thank God for Trump, and I think we would already have lost the country had President Trump not been elected. I firmly believe that. And we risk that again if we don't reelect this man. We need to reelect this guy, no doubt about it.
The whole thought of other billionaires and millionaires like George Soros and Tom Steyer over in California, right. Just the influence of money nowadays. And I want to read a endorsement here. Not only is the book endorsed by me, but it's also endorsed by one of my favorites, and that is former U.S. Congressman Trey Gowdy. But your senator in South Carolina, Mac Taylor's book is a clear and penetrating expression of what is happening to America and a real challenge to the forces that would make America great again. I mean, we're still working on that, Mac. Do people realize just those little everyday snippets of, you know, we're going to control and say you can only have this much trans fats, you can only use paper straws, you can only, you know, use this kind of light bulb. Do people understand that is not the way that life should be?
You know, I can't answer the question with a yes or a no, but that was my concern as I was writing the book. And I wrote it as if we don't really understand it, at least not enough of us, and not to the level that we need to understand it. And the left is very good, very, very good at deception. I mean, a lot of people will think, well, wait a minute, that's healthy. Yeah. They're just trying to help us. But no, they're not trying to help us. I have what
that's
I call a list
the
of
feeling things. Versus thinking.
Exactly correct. That is exactly right. And they need you to feel your way to the conclusion. If a demagogue wants a person to be all emotional and hyper emotional, he could pretty much lead an emotionalized crowd in any direction that he or she may want. Again, the left is very good about keeping things on the emotional plane, because they cannot win on the battlefield of ideas, and they can't win the contest on rational thinking. So, and they use what I call the left's weapons of war. And I just wanted to let me say that one of them is the diversity movement. Then there's the anti-discrimination laws and multiculturalism and PC. So for example, when the left is talking about diversity, they're trying to appeal to your sense of fair play that, okay, you know, white America's, you know, had this dominance, apparent dominance that they see for so long that we have to put three of this color and three of that color on a board or whatever. And you know, this is undermining our merit and competency system. And that's what America's built on. It's not built on a patriarchal racist system. We're built on merit and competency. And so the anti-discrimination laws are used to assault the right of conscience. You know, you actually have the right to discriminate. You have the right to hate. Should you hate? Absolutely not. You shouldn't hate anybody. And you definitely better not act on that.
We wouldn't be in space today if it weren't for a black woman. You know,
exactly.
We might have gotten there eventually, but when we got there, it was because of a black woman. But Mac, I have to cut you off. I have to take a Fox News break here. But I just urge people to, if you've enjoyed our conversation, get onto Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you buy your book from and get The Assault on Freedom in America by Mac Taylor. You will not regret it. You will love this book and you'll go all the way through. I read it in an entire weekend because I just couldn't put it down. So, Mac, thank you so much for joining me today. And I am so thankful you got real estate and decided to write this book. And I hope you continue writing on other assaults, not just the freedoms that we're losing, but everything else out there as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Monica, for having me. Enjoyed it.
Oh, just absolute pleasure. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. Here's Fox News.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
I think that's Nancy Pelosi's theme. Actually, isn't it? KKFT 99.1 FM Talk lines are open at 884-9910, or you can always shoot me an email at monica at 991fmtalk.com. What a day. A lot of people got the day off today because, well, it's a state holiday. But should it be? Log on to our website, 991fmtalk.com. And answer today's poll question. Do you think Nevada Day should be a state holiday? You can go on there, give your opinion. It's going to be interesting if we see 100%. It's like, yes, I want the day off. We need more holidays, not fewer. Need more paid holidays, not fewer. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. I know it's live, it's local. We do some national, how it affects you. And we talk about what people are talking about. And something that I have a tendency to talk about is how we need to improve the Washoe County School District and how we need to improve all school districts, how we need to improve education in general to make sure that the kids are getting what they need, what they deserve. Big part of that is history. They need to know the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers. Of course, we saw a legislature that said, no, we'll have none of that. So you have to do the educating. You're the ones that have to go online, buy the books like The Assault on Freedom in America, the Federalist Papers, and give them to the kids so they really understand. Because that liberal left mindset is in our education system. When I read the Wall Street Journal story about the textbooks now coming out that capitalism is racist, it's beyond me. If you're not homeschooling your kids, you better check their work every day and see what they're being taught. Because I have a feeling you're going to be surprised. But I want to bring you a little bit of good news, a little bit of a niceness and greatness out there. You know, Nietzsche wrote that without music, life would be a mistake. Even cavemen knew that. They started banging on things, and they started putting music together, sounds. That's how people used to communicate. Drums. There's something about music that possesses us. It can actually, like smells, bring back visual memories in your mind. Music makes you happy. It can make you sad. It can make you aggressive. It can make you relaxed. That's why I want to congratulate Nicholas Jax, and I know I'm saying it could be Jax, it could be, if you know Nicholas, please tell me how to pronounce his name. But Nicholas has scored $25,000 Milken Educator Award. He teaches at Carson Middle School. Wow. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. Being a part of the concert band, the marching band, jazz band ensembles, bringing music to life. Bringing it to life. Nicholas, thank you so much. Because this is what we do. We do our best to honor education and bring it to the next generation. And Nicholas is doing that right here from Carson Middle School. Just think about how those kids are going to go on now and be more successful because you have taught them and you have inspired them to embrace music. So congratulations on your award. And boy, making Nevada look dang good. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Clint this morning. Hi, Clint. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. It's kind of funny you got on the education thing. I was going to talk to you about that. I'm actually trying to talk to all the people out there in Silver Springs that have children in the high school right now. The other day, my wife brought up an incident that happened. My son was talking about with his biology teacher at the high school in Silver Springs. He's in ninth grade. Comes to find out that this teacher has been completely talking about inappropriate stuff in the classroom. She's been talking about human sacrifices and how to do it, the Wiccan religion, all this kind of crazy stuff. And she's been talking about one that I don't even understand. It's male part fighting to the death. Something like that, to these, you know, these young minds. We've talked to the principal about it, and he says he's going to do something about it. But I just want to bring to the attention of the parents. I don't know how many parents from Silver Springs listen to your broadcast, but I want them to check with their children. And I don't want to say the teacher's name, at this point, but I just want them to, check with their teacher, their students. Find out if it continues, if it's going, because, I mean, that's kind of inappropriate to talk about to these young kids. I mean, human sacrifices, that's kind of a scary situation
well,
to talk about these young minds.
Unfortunately, Clint, yes, that is a subject that, that is inappropriate. I also believe it's inappropriate to talk about, different forms of sexual pleasure. And other than ways of, not getting pregnant, but that's our education system in today's times. So, Clint, I'm with you, and I would encourage everybody, whether it be in Silver Springs or anywhere, find out what your kids are learning. Find out what the teachers are talking about, because I had one parent who was on WCSD Rants and Raves. You can go online on Facebook and become a part of that. But one school is now not even allowing parents to walk their kids into class. Even the little ones who are terrified, at their first year of school. They can't even walk him to class. So God only knows what they're actually telling them in the classrooms.
Yeah, it's insane. It's this stuff's got to stop. I mean, this is I understand it's biology, but you don't need to tell kids biology about, you know, how to kill someone, how to, you know, have a human sacrifices, what you need for the human sacrifices. I mean, that's just that's a little above and beyond.
Yeah, that's more of a history class where, you know, if you go back to the Incas or Aztec times that, you know, yeah, they did perform human sacrifice. But in biology, I don't think that's the right class that subject would come up in. So, Clint, thank you so much for calling in with that information, because you know what? It's parents like you who keep other parents informed. If you don't talk up and speak about what's going on. The guests that I had yesterday, Jim and Alyssa, and we were talking about Operation Dust Off and what's going on with our medevac unit that is in Afghanistan right now. And a piddly little, you know, office complaint goes to the upper echelons of administration and distraction and even consequences when a military unit is getting ready to go into combat zones. Something that could have been handled in-house, something that could have been, you know, just openly discussed. Investigations go on and all that. You don't know about it unless you talk about it. And I thanked them. And actually, you can find out more about what I'm talking about if you'd like to email for the article that was written, requesting an apology from Governor Sisolak, and see what he's actually going to do for our men and women in uniform. And you can get that at Jim Groth, groth50@gmail.com. You can get that article if you'd like to see that. But if you don't talk about it, then other parents who might not be parenting, they send their kids off to school every day, assuming that they are getting a good education in reading, writing, math, science. But no, we're more concerned about gender identity, making sure the one transgender kid in class doesn't, or in school, an entire school doesn't feel alienated. We're more concerned with the SHARE program and making sure that, you know, people are wearing non-emotional t-shirts, red hats, all that good stuff. That's what our concerns are now. Incredible. This is how you destroy America. Let's go to Derek on the phone lines at 884-9910. Derek, what would you like to talk about?
Hi. Yeah, I just would like to urge folks to go online and BitChute and look up the Kerugi plan. That's K-A-L-E-R-G-I. K-A-L-E-R-G-I. Kerugi plan. That's all I had to say.
Okay, is that was that plan or clan?
No.
P or K?
Plan. P-L-A-N. Plan.
Okay. Kerugi plan. All right. So we'll put that out there. Derek, thank you so much for the call. Kind of explains what, Derek? Oh, we lost Derek. Okay, let's go to Kelly. Hi, Kelly. What would you like to talk about on today's show?
Happy Nevada Day, and thank you, Washoe. Thank you, Douglas. Thank you, Carson County, for the good men and women there who have arrested the Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman and the Jose Rodriguez
Quezada.
And if you're old enough to remember the movie Logan's Run, there is no sanctuary. So get your double stack cheesecake, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Kelly. And, you know, that is an awesome movie. Boy, does that. There are some movies that I would definitely recommend that you watch and you pay attention to. Logan's Run and Demolition Man. Hollywood has been spelling it out for us all along. Just saying. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk. We'll have another segment here if you'd like to get your last comment in. It's 884-9910 on this, I almost forgot, fabulous Friday. It's the Monica J Show on KKFT. Thanks for being here.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi, full vomit was a monster's holiday.
And it should be a holiday, not just a day that's reckoned or recognized. Halloween, my favorite day. Getting out, meeting the neighbors, candy involved. Yes, it's a welfare program because you're giving kids free candy. But you know what? I'm okay with that one. There you go. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM. For all of Northern Nevada, it's your live and local FM talk show. And I tell you, we're all getting together. Well, not all of us. Some people will find other things to do. But the ones who want to celebrate Nevada will be together tomorrow morning. 10 o'clock. Love to see you at the Nevada Day Parade. If you're staging for the parade, so if you're going to be with the Fight for Nevada group, if you're going to be with the AMAC group, the Association of Mature American Citizens, or whatever group you're going to be with, 8 o'clock is staging. If you're a volunteer just to ride along with those groups, make sure you're there and squared away. Contact your person that's telling you where to be. I know where I'm supposed to be, right there on Fleischmann. So if you're not participating, get your seats and go out there early. I believe the pancake breakfast is at 7. There's going to be a balloon launch at 8. You know, with the hot air balloons, there's going to be a flyover for the parade. We are celebrating Nevada. And then Sunday, and right after the parade, there's going to be a get together of Fight for Nevada. And what are we doing? We are trying to recall Governor Sisolak. I do not want to see this man in another legislative session. He does not deserve to be representing Nevada in what he's doing. Come out, find out what it's all about. You can find out more on Facebook at Stand Up Nevada, fightfornevada.com. This is really important. This is not a group of people that are just, you know, mad that a Republican didn't win. You can go onto the Fight for Nevada and the Recall Sisolak sites and find and see the actual things that he has done against the Nevada Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. And now, Las Vegas, his stomping ground, a sanctuary city, as he continues to try to turn, and his minions, to turn Nevada into a sanctuary state. So I hope I see you the next day on Sunday, too, Arrington, there's a Recall Sisolak rally. Fight for Nevada rally in Arrington tomorrow at 12 o'clock at Mountain View Park. So if you live in that area, I hope I see you there as well. There are so many things going on. The weather is still nice, but it is getting cold. So unless you're the cold weather people who like to be out in the snow and the ice and skiing and stuff like that, well, your time is coming. But yeah, I still like it a little bit warm. And the colors out are beautiful because color is beautiful. I'm sick of the people saying that, you know, black pumpkins can't be allowed. What if you had a lineup of red, green, yellow, blue, and a black pumpkin? And that's what freaks you out? Love ya.